You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From how the market fared this week, which companies are all set to go public, to what the Prime Minister said about India's vaccine century. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 22nd, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Sensex and Nifty ended lower today and snapped a two-week gaining streak. Meanwhile, Reliance Industries stock was in focus ahead of the company's second quarter result. Also, reports suggest that Nykaa is all set to roll out its IPO as early as next week. As India scaled the 100 crore vaccination mark, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed it as a result of Sabka Saath and Sabka Prayas. Next up, fuel prices are at an all-time high. I'll briefly share with you how much petrol and diesel now cost in major cities. Moving on, former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan is of the view that digital dollar may threaten monetary sovereignty of poor nations. I'll also share with you an update on the Z and Invesco tussle. First up, let's take a look at the market. Indian equity benchmark indices closed the session in the red for the third consecutive day today. The indices snapped a two-week gaining streak to close 1% lower for the week. The 30-strip Sensex closed at 60,820, falling over 100 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index lost 60 points to end at 18,114. Meanwhile, market guru Saurabh Mukherjee remains bullish on Asian paints yet again. This even as paint makers are bearing the brunt of high input costs due to rising raw material prices. This is reflected in Asian Paints' second quarter numbers, where the profit fell short of street estimates by a wide margin, even though revenue exceeded expectations. However, market veteran Mukherjee said that Asian Paints has shown plenty of strategic aggression in the past three quarters, and that is gladdening, leading investors to buy even more of the stock. He believes that barring Berger Paints, the competition may not be able to keep up with Asian Paints. Moving on, all eyes today remained on Reliance Industries ahead of its second quarter earnings. A poll of market analysts conducted by CNBC TV 18 expects consolidated revenues of RIL to grow at 12.8% to Rs. 1.58 lakh crore. Next up, FSN E-commerce Ventures, which owns the online cosmetic brand Nykaa, will launch its initial public offering on October 28th. According to reports, an anchor placement of up to 2,340 crore rupees will open on October 27th, and the IPO will close for subscription on November 1st. The company is seeking a valuation of about $7.4 billion, and aims to raise as much as 5,200 crore rupees from the IPO. The IPO is likely to include a primary issue of stock worth rupees 630 crore. Moving on, let me tell you why former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan is concerned about digital dollars. According to him, while the introduction of digital dollar may provide the much-needed financial services to many poor nations where financial infrastructure is lacking, it may have unintended consequences. Rajan explains that a readily available digital dollar may overtake local currencies, posing a risk for monetary systems. He says in poor nations where public has low faith in macroeconomic policy of the country, people may choose to use easy-to-use digital currency instead of relying on the local fiat currency. And that means the country no longer has monetary sovereignty. Here's a look at fuel prices that are at their record highs. Petrol rates were hiked by up to 35 paise today, whereas diesel prices were raised up to 37 paise. Accordingly, the price of petrol was raised to 106.89 rupees in Delhi and diesel to 95.65 rupees. In Mumbai, the petrol price was hiked to 112.78 per litre, and the cost of diesel was increased to 103.63 rupees per litre. In Chennai, a liter of petrol was hiked to 103.92 rupees, whereas diesel was hiked to 99.92 rupees per liter. Next up is a look at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's remarks on India's vaccination drive. PM Modi said that India's economic growth is getting a boost from rising vaccinations. He said that the vaccine century is a result of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. Modi also highlighted that there was no VIP culture to overpower the vaccination program. Speaking about the upcoming festive season, he urged people to purchase locally manufactured products and also called for vigilance against COVID-19 and recommended wearing masks during festivals. Next up is an update on the Zee and Invesco tussle. The Bombay High Court has reserved its verdict in the matter and will pronounce it on October 26th. This is a day after it asked Zee to hold an extraordinary general meeting sought by its shareholders Invesco and OFI Global China. At the hearing today, OFI Global China Fund argued that for shareholders to convene an EGM, they must hold 1 out of 10 of equity share capital of the company, and it is its right as a shareholder to call for an EGM. OFI Global China Fund and Invesco together hold about 18% in Zee. The investor also said that it was highly premature for the courts to be bothered in the matter. Meanwhile, experts are of the view that minority shareholders will now have a right to have their say. And if they can muster enough voting support, they may be able to move their resolutions, whether it is removing Puneet Goenka or for bringing Reliance or any other. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back Monday evening with the top stories of the day. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.